It brought him a joy that was hard to explain. Now, if only someone else would find joy in his work so that he could afford to continue his dream. Derek straightened the folding table set up in his living room, scattered with photography supplies. He dusted off the set of picture frames housing some of his best pieces with a worn and torn t-shirt. Tonight, he would find an opportunity that would change things. Derek wasn't ready to give up on his dream to shoot photos full-time. His kupuna expected more of him than that.
"Why so many thoughts, bro?"
Pika asked as he barged through the front door of Grandpa's house. Pika was full-blooded Hawaiian and perfect for a postcard with his 6'2" height, bulging arms, and wavy black hair. Derek rubbed his face and grunted. His friend and roommate was laid back, but he always knew when something was eating at Derek.
"Just thinking. I don't want to be chopping bamboo with a machete next week, you know?"
Pika shook his head.
"Money's money, right? I'd rather be shooting, catching the light in the lens."
Derek held up his thumb and index finger.
"I feel like I'm this close. If I could just catch a break." "Now that's what we need to do. Surf," Pika said. "That's the only way I know how to catch a break."
Derek rolled his eyes. Pika was the epitome of Hawaiian culture. He was at peace with himself and life on the island. It was a gift that Derek wished he could indulge in, but they were wired differently. Derek wanted to climb the mountain and conquer the world, and Pika was content to work the same job he'd worked as a teenager, chopping coconuts in the shade at the base of that mountain. Pika's way made good money, selling the coconuts to the tourists hiking the coastline. Through his consistent hard labor, he was making more money than Derek, and he seemed happy, too.
"Did you ask your mom about making some frames?"
Derek asked. Pika held up a canvas bag that he'd set near the door.
"My ba kuahine, she get all excited and made you two already. I hope they fit."
He pulled out two frames woven from palm leaves and set them in front of Derek. Derek picked one up and ran his finger along the intricate braiding. The texture was unique, and the color was a dark green. They would fit the 8x10 photos printed on foam core he'd ordered last week.
"This is perfect. I really think this will work."
He stood and slapped Pika on the back.
"Thanks, man."
Pika flashed him the Hang 10 sign.
"She's still weaving, so if they don't sell, I want to know."
Derek grinned.
"Tell her to make 10 more.
When the door swung shut behind Pika, Derek got to work fitting his photographs carefully into the hand-woven frames. Everyone wanted a souvenir from their travels, but most tourists were tired of the cheap, generic merchandise that was all made in China. People wanted a piece of the island to take home with them, something created in Kauai, a unique piece that carried a sense of sinking your toes into the warm white sand. Derek grabbed his camera and set up an impromptu shoot of his new line of products, custom frames holding custom pictures from the Isle of Kauai. When he leaned in to focus the lens, he thought of Lexi's cheek pressed against the girl's dark hair, her eyes full of worry and her lips cooing comfort, and he fumbled with his camera. What was it about that shot he couldn't get out of his head? Shaking himself, Derek concentrated on capturing the perfect photo, but all the while thoughts of Lexi reflected off of every surface.